Good morning. This is your daily inspirational. I would want to greet you this morning in Jesus' name. He hath suffered, died, bled out his life, hung on a cross, put in a grave, and was resurrected out of it and ascended into the right hand of the Lord God Almighty, the Father. And, you know, as we have been hearing this week some of the story of the cross and the grave and the victory over it, and now we are coming to a Monday of the next week. You know, we don't live by high days or certain times. We live by faith, continually by the faith and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Without the resurrection, there is no remission of sin. Without the resurrection, your body would lay in a grave for eternity. You would not be anymore. Just some simple truth this morning. By faith, men have conquered evil. By faith, men have proved the world to be wrong. And faith is not a word to just kind of negligently speak. When you have faith, true faith in the Savior is a very powerful thing. In Romans 5, it says, verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope and glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, knowing the tribulation works patience. Very interesting here. Paul wanted to communicate with us about faith, about previously here they were speaking about how there was a reckoning, there was a covenant with Abraham, and how all these things all led to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. So we may be justified. And yet, in verse 3 here, it says that we may glory in tribulation. And how we must have hope that makes not ashamed. And faith is something that will cause or create situations in our lives that we cannot respond the same as a carnal man would respond. We cannot speak the same things. And therefore, sometimes it makes us look a little bit foolish. There was a story of a man who chose to be sacrificial with his earnings. And he went ahead and budgeted and said, we can live on this such and such amount if we're very careful, and the rest we'll give away. For 1 year, they tried this just to be, you know, diligent, and they had plenty of income. It was just they were trying to be sacrificial in a sense, I guess, to benefit others. And everything was going well until about a month before the end of the year. There was an unexpected $1,000 hospital bill, doctor bill, whatever it was. And there were funds available in the giving account they had. And at first thought, they thought, well, we'll just take the $1,000 from there and pay for it. But after a bit, he kind of felt like, well, that would not be keeping honor of my commitment. So he committed it to the Lord, and he said, you know what we're trying to accomplish here, and we're trying to trust in you, Lord. And he was short of trying to make this thing happen, and as time went here a little further, he received a check in the mail from someone for $1,000. And, you know, it's a little bit of a type of how we are prone to take the easy way out. And this morning, what is your faith work? How does it work? What gets created in your life by your faith? You stumble and fall, seek the avenues of this world. Do you seek the truth in God, and that He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, and you walk in my commandments, and my commandments are not grievous? So this morning I want to encourage you to just be yielding. Don't use human reasoning, but rest in God. So may you have a blessed day, and God bless you.